crack open a Dr. Pepper. What's up, everybody? Larry here. Welcome to another edition of Larry Mullins Podcast. Had a lot of really cool stuff happen this past week. Got to unload. Won't be a super long ep. We're going to be talking about some stuff. Yada, yada, yada. Let's get into the show. Cue the intro music! Hey. Hope everyone's had a great week. And I cracked open a Dr. Pepper in the beginning, and if you know me, I may have mentioned here on the pod that Dr. Pepper is my favorite soda, or as some people call it, soft drink. It is a great soft drink. Did you know Dr. Pepper is made of I'm messing up the wording. It's an authentic blend of 23 flavors. I want you to do me a favor. And I know one day I was like, hey, I wonder what the 23 flavors in Dr. Pepper are. I urge you to Google it. I'm actually Googling it right now so I can read them off to you in case you don't want to know. In case you do want to know. Some of these flavors are shocking. No, I don't mean shocking like as in... shocking as in like, oh my God, that sounds nasty. What kind of shit am I drinking? So the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper are number one, amaretto, number two, almond, number three, blackberry, number four, black licorice, number five, carrot. Carrot? There's carrots in Dr. Pepper? What? Number six, clove. Number seven, cherry. Okay, I can see that. I can taste that. Number eight, caramel. Number nine, cola. Cola, really? Number 10, ginger. Number 11, juniper. Number 12, lemon. Wow, I cannot taste lemon in here. That's crazy. Number 13, molasses. Okay, yeah, I can kind of taste that. Number 14, nutmeg, a popular cooking ingredient, for those who don't know. Number 15, orange. I honestly, wow, orange is in Dr. Pepper? Must be a very small percentage. On with the list, number 16, prune. 17, plum. Number 18, pepper. 19, root beer. Okay, cool. I can definitely taste root beer in there. Number 20, rum. Now, obviously, Dr. Pepper is not alcoholic, but I can kind of see a little bit of the rum flavoring being in there. Number 21, raspberry. And now number 22, this is the big shocker, tomato. There's tomato in Dr. Pepper? That's nuts. And rounding off the list, the 23rd flavor in Dr. Pepper, vanilla. I can taste vanilla in Dr. Pepper. So there's a little history lesson for you peeps who love Dr. Pepper and have always wondered what the 23 flavors are. I mean, they say right on the can, authentic blend of 23 flavors. Have you ever like wondered like, hey, what are the 23 flavors? Anyways, I love Dr. Pepper. It's my favorite soda. Growing up, it used to be Mountain Dew, but Dr. Pepper is just absolutely amazing. Let me take a sip. Now, I may have mentioned this on last week's episode. I can't remember if I did or not, so forgive me. But they have a cherry Dr. Pepper, which is amazing. It's more cherry predominant flavor than they. You can get it some fountain machines, cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper. That's amazing as well. And they recently released a Dr. Pepper and cream soda. There's a slight cream soda flavoring mixed in with the green mixed in with the Dr. Pepper. I almost said green pepper. And it's Dr. Pepper and cream soda. It's absolutely amazing. I could definitely see Dr. Pepper being used in like ice cream soda or an ice cream float of some sort. But an ice cold Dr. Pepper is just delicious. And on the topic of soda and soft drinks in general, am I the only one that feels that a soda is better in a can than a plastic bottle? I just feel the can, the flavor's just more fresh. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody, but anyways, back on track, whatever. There isn't really a track. I mean, this is my podcast. I can talk about whatever the hell I want, whenever the hell I want. And you can choose to listen or not listen. So, yeah. But this past weekend, I was a little nervous because, you know, I've got this amazing girlfriend that I love so much. I've met her mom, and that went well. And I met her sister-in-law. That went really well. I met one of her closest cousins. That went really well. And the last big person in her family, aside from her grandmother, that I had to meet was her older brother. And I was really nervous about that. And we've both lost our dads. And so her brother is basically who I'm going to have to talk to because I'm old school. And before I marry her, I am going to ask him for permission for me to propose to his sister. Anyways, I met my girlfriend's brother. He's very chill, very laid back, funny, nice. He's a lot like me, quiet. Aloof is the word she used, but we got along great. He said he expected me to be he didn't expect me to be as tall as I was. I'm not even super tall. I'm just slightly shorter than him. I'm 6'2", but we got along great. He mentioned that he loves Tarantino movies, and I love Tarantino movies. He's one of my favorite directors, and we met up, and my girlfriend and I went to her mother's house, and her mother and her brother and sister-in-law had a pre-birthday dinner for her because her birthday's coming up. And got to hang out with the family all at once, and it was really awesome. It went much better than I thought it would. And because of my personality, I tend to blow things out of proportion. I make them bigger than they need to be. And it was totally laid back. He was totally chill. And he basically told her, hey, as long as you're happy. And we got along great. And so I'm definitely looking forward to hanging with him again, maybe talk to him some more. And the funny thing is, the following day, I took my girlfriend home with me to meet my mom and my stepdad. And she hasn't met any of my other family yet, but meeting my mom was a big one. And my mom and my stepdad like her a lot, and they got along great. Their puppy was all over her, and knocked her glasses off, but it went well. It went as smooth as it could have, and I mean, my girlfriend's an absolutely amazing woman. How can anyone not love her? That's why I fell in love with her, and it was just a really chill weekend. A lot of with a focus on family, you know. To quote a classic TV show, I mean, family matters. Family really does matter, and we would normally go to Ocean City for our normal Sunday morning walk, and so I could film one of my solo videos for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, but I wasn't sick, but I was dealing with I have really jacked up sinus and allergy issues, and I don't know, a few times a year, I get a mild sore throat just as a result of the nasty sinus drainage that I have to deal with, and my throat just gets raw. So I took a bunch of over-the-counter stuff, and a few days later, it subsided on its own. So I just had to record a little solo video at my house, and I did some microwavable food, something simple, filmed it in the kitchen. A video is a video. At first, I was like, man, you know, I told Gary, I'm like, it sucks that I had to do a video like this, but, you know, and he brought it to me, hey, dude, you know, a video is better than no video, regardless of where it is or what you're doing, and I'm just happy that we did it. I'm happy that I did the video. Sorry, I had to check something really quick. I had the microphone muted temporarily. But a video is better than no video, ultimately. And it was a great week. It was a great week. Aside from feeling a little under the weather for a few days, spent it with the love of my life, the literal love of my life, and we had a great time. You know, I tend to whine a little bit when I get under the weather. And yeah, I will admit that. I have nothing to hide. And she's accepting of that. So I'm grateful I have her and her love, and I honestly thank God every day for her. I've been trying to get into the habit of, you know, and now if hearing about religion and God turns you off, then you can go ahead and turn this off right now. But I'm not what you would call a Bible thumper. I was forced to go to church when my parents were married and I was young, and religion was shoved down my throat. So I kind of backed away from it. But I mean, I've always believed in God. I was brought up in the church. I believe in God. I believe in the devil. I believe in heaven and hell. But, you know, I've just been trying to reignite, like, my relationship with God. So her and I have been doing reading plans on a Bible app together, and I consider myself a Christian. I'm not the model Christian, you know. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I still curse. I still say inappropriate things. I mean, I'm imperfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. It's that simple. The only person that's perfect walked on water. And that's all I'll say. And I think I've said that before, but and we're trying to make God the center of our relationship. And it takes work. I mean, we get along fine, but making God the center takes work. Because it's very easy for us to just, you know, go about our routine and like, oh, we forgot to read our Bibles. Or it's not that we don't want to. We just forget. We get busy doing other stuff. And we'll get there. And it's just, it's great that we can do that together. It's adding another layer of intimacy, in my opinion. It's adding another layer of strength to the relationship. Because when her and I started talking, I mean, we connected from day one on the big topic of the fact that we both lost our dads. And it's literally, I mean, I believe in my heart of hearts and with everything that I am that God created this woman for me. And I had, and created me for her. I had to literally, all the screw-ups I made in the past, my former drug addiction, which I will get into in another episode, but my former drug addiction, all, you know, my failed marriage, failed engagement, all these people that I was just, you know, jumping into stuff really quick with, it. And I realized that that stuff never worked for a reason. And I honestly believe everything happens for a reason. And God always has a plan. And everything that happened in my life in the past happened so that I would end up where I'm at today. And if all that stuff never happened, Gary and I would have never started Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. And I would have never met my girlfriend through him. So God has a plan for everything, you know. I'm not trying to bash atheists, but even if you're an atheist, even if you say you don't believe in something, you still, even if you say, I don't believe, you still believe in something. You believe in something by saying you believe in nothing. That sounds really convoluted and confusing, but there has to be, there has to be some higher power up there. There has to be. And it's not the flying spaghetti monster. And that's just what it is. some giant meteor didn't take out the dinosaurs. I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God. God created the earth. Anyways, I'm not going to be preachy on here because I'm not a model Christian. I do my best. I do my best every day to be the best guy that I can, to be the best me that I can. And that's all there is to it, you know? But I made that, back to the Edible Adventures, I made that quick solo video in my kitchen at home, and it's out, and I think it was pretty good. You know, it wasn't my best video, but I had to get a video out there, and in the next week, Gary and I are going to be going back to Ocean City to do our Ocean City Pizza Part 3 video. So be on the lookout for that. Looking forward to spending another amazing weekend with my girlfriend. Her birthday's coming up. On the way to her house, I stopped to get her birthday presents. Can't wait to give them to her. Hope she loves them. But for the few that listen to this podcast, just seriously, thank you. Week to week, you know, some weeks I'll have episodes primarily focused on the videos I create for myself and the videos I create for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. I may talk about stuff I learned from making the videos. I may talk about some cool movies or funny movies I watched. And sometimes I just simply talk about what I did during the week. And some might find it boring, but this is a platform for me, you know, it's kind of like it's an audio journal. That's why I changed the category of the podcast is personal journals. And if you listen to it, you get something out of it. Cool, you know, shoot me a message. Let me know, hey, this is cool. I love listening to you talk about, you know, your week and stuff, because just talk, not that I'm struggling with anything, but just being able to have a platform to talk and then listen to it back. It's just, it's getting stuff out just helps. And it's nothing bad. It's just being able to talk like, oh, I did this instead of writing down, oh, I had a great week. I did this and this. I'm recording it onto a podcast and putting it online. Because why not? Everybody and their mothers, grandmothers, sisters, cousins, brother has a podcast. So, you know what I'm saying? But why not? Why not? I love podcasts. I love podcasts. And I'm glad I started doing it. And yeah, just family matters, you know, just be kind to each other. Just, I guess the more, not even really a moral, just, it was great to have my girlfriend meet my mom and my stepdad. And it was great to meet her brother finally and to hang out with her family and have dinner. It was just awesome. And sometimes family can be a pain, but I'm telling you, family is where it's at, period. Love your family with all you've got. That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/Larry Mullins. Check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.